Guy.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC in KZN says it's confident the current government of provincial unity will finish its term of office. It says so far there are no tensions and see no reasons why the GUP will collapse. It says this is despite minor issues with other political parties and individuals. Provincial Secretary Becky Mdolo says they are unhappy with the DA in Guadaguza municipality for opposing a vote of no confidence against the mayor, Lindile Nyaka, last week. He's described the move as unwarranted and self-serving.
We don't need the DA to govern in Guadaguza. The last vote of no confidence, the DA collaborated with their ex-lover, Action SA. They voted against us there. We defeated them, flat-footed. Tomorrow there's an election of the mayor. Whatever the DA does, we don't care. We'll defeat them as well.
ANC KZN chairperson Sponiso Duma says while they have a good working relationship with the IFP, it needs to rein in its MEC for cooperative governance, Tulasizwe Buthelezi. The ANC provincial leadership was briefing the reporters on its first 100 days in office.
We're in a position of a request for intervention from his Nduna, claiming that he is targeting them from removal on a day-to-day basis. And ours is to defend the hegemon of his Nduna. Ours is to interact with all our stakeholders and defend those who are vulnerable. There are reports of workers attached to the expanded public works program whose contracts have been terminated on the alleged directive by Buthelezi at the same time. We do believe that Buthelezi believes that he's above the GPU and his political part. The IFP is very divisive in nature, and his mission is to take us backward.
An independent law firm has found several staff members at Pretoria High School for Girls guilty of misconduct. Gauteng Education MEC Matume Chilwane explains what the probe looked into.
The investigation was to investigate the culture in the school. As you can see, this is a very good school. You can see the quality of infrastructure. We proud ourselves as Gauteng Department of Education. And we just want people to do things right. And if you do things right, we are not going to disturb you. But if you do things wrong, you are inviting me.
The investigation was launched in July after 12 matric girls were suspended after being accused of making racially charged comments in a WhatsApp group. The learners were later cleared by a disciplinary hearing. At the time, the department said it was disappointed with how the school handled the matter. Law firm Madlalamba Attorneys, which was hired by the department, released its report today, making findings against several staff.
The principal, the deputy principal, two educators for classroom-related incidents, the estate manager, the HR manager, and the acting principal.
Among other things, the principal and her deputy have been found to not have properly dealt with racism complaints from black learners. The firm has recommended the suspension of the school managers. And Botswana's new president has taken office today, praising his predecessor for allowing a smooth regime change. Wednesday's election saw the Botswana Democratic Party defeated after nearly 60 years in power. Outgoing president Mokgweetsi Masisi conceded defeat 2 days later after the loss to Duma Boko's umbrella for democratic change. Boko says the transition is testament to Botswana's mature democracy and an example for the rest of the world. The top story, the ANC in KZN says it's confident the current government of provincial unity will finish its term. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Jordan Hendricks is lapping up being in the Springbok setup again. There's just one match in the Premier League tonight as Fulham take on Brentford. And it's been reported that Arsenal sporting director Edu is leaving the club.